Hello, nerd folk. It's Vikram Baliga back with Plant Prof. Today is the 19th, which makes this episode 19 and day 19 of Napod Pomo. And if you hear weird sounds during this, some of them are probably me. I make weird face sounds all the time. But one of the greenhouse cats is sitting here on my desk and he won't go away. Will you? He's looking at me. He knows like he knows I'm talking about him. Hey, hey, poke, poke, poke. You probably can't hear him purring, but he purrs quite loudly. So this guy, he's an orange cat. He's not a very big orange cat, even though he is getting chunky. Now, aren't we all? And his name's Ganymede. Ganymede, one of the moons of Jupiter, and we named him Ganymede because we used to have a greenhouse cat named Jupiter who sadly disappeared during quarantine and lockdown. I think he probably got out of the greenhouse, and he's so friendly, someone probably took him home. That's the story I'm sticking with. Who knows? But Ganymede is here now, and he's super needy, and he's just staring at me as I say this. So I don't really even like cats that much, but this guy has really, really grown on me. He's very friendly. And he just wandered in one day. He just showed up. It was a little while after Jupiter had disappeared a few weeks, and I was up here at like 9 p.m. one night at the greenhouse by myself, socially distanced. How can you be more socially distanced than at a creaky, creepy greenhouse in the middle of an abandoned campus at 9 p.m. on like a Thursday? So I walk back in from getting dinner, and Ganymede's just sitting there looking at me. And so Jupiter disappeared, but I guess he sent a replacement. So we've enjoyed having our little buddy here. So speaking of dissertations, again, I had this all planned out where I was going to talk about hydroponics for like 4 days in a row, and I keep thinking of other things to talk about. So you'll get to hear about hydroponics. Keep your pants on. It'll be fine. But today I'm going to talk about graduate school. So I just submitted today, about 3 hours ago, my hopefully, a final copy of my dissertation to the graduate school. And so I'll graduate here in about, 3 weeks with my PhD. And even though I'm told I can call myself Dr. Vikram Baliga now, you'll notice that I really don't very often because it's weird for me. But I think once I actually graduate and I get to hold my diploma, I'll be way less weird about doing that. So I wanted to talk about my grad school experience. Are you in grad school? Are you thinking about going to grad school? Do you have a friend in grad school? Give them you're supposed to socially distance. Give them a digital hug and just like save a whole bunch up for the next time we are allowed to hug other humans, okay? It's tough, y'all. Grad school's tough. And I say that and it's not bad. Grad school is good. I think that postgraduate education, if you are interested in being in academia, if you are interested in just furthering your knowledge in a structured formal format about a subject or about the thing that you study or the thing that you have studied in the past, graduate school is the way to go, right? You can go get a master's degree. You can go get a PhD. You can do all kinds of certificates. There's all kinds of other things. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Horticulture. I studied landscape design in the horticulture department at Texas A&M. That's a thing you can do, or at least could do, 15 years ago. Oh, good Lord, I'm getting old. When I was going through. And then I did my master's here at Texas Tech in fruit crop production. I have a Master's of Science in horticulture. I finished that in 2012. Took a couple of years off. I ran a landscape company. I went and worked for the Extension Service. And in January of 2015, so very nearly 6 years ago, I started this PhD journey. And quite the journey it has been. So I'm a non-traditional, or I have been a non-traditional graduate student. So there's this interesting breakdown of how some students go all the way through, or they're in a position where they can just do graduate school. They can just do their research. They can just study and take classes and work on their research and their dissertation or thesis, and they can maybe TA some or be a research assistant. But school and everything revolved around school and wrapped up in school is their main thing, and that's quite a privilege, if you ask me. There are drawbacks, for sure. Being very poor for quite a while is frustrating and exhausting, I'm sure. I remember that from my master's, because that's what I did for my master's. But by the time I started my PhD, I had a career. I had been an extension agent for about a year, and I was not going to quit my job to go back to school. My wife has a pretty good job. She is the education coordinator at our local science museum, but we were certainly not in a position for me to cut way back to a graduate student stipend, which would have been half or less than a half of what I was making. But I wanted to do school, and we talked about it and decided that it was worth doing. I kind of got talked into it, if we're being very honest. My then friend, still friend, but we had collaborated professionally, Dr. Joey Young here at Texas Tech, kind of said, "Hey, we have this research available in water conservation. We think you'd be good at it." And so I had not intended to go back to grad school, but I found myself back in grad school. So it has taken me quite a while, right? It'll be 6 years in January. And since I have started my PhD, I've had two jobs. I worked for Extension for 4 years, and then I've been in this current role as a greenhouse manager and an instructor at Texas Tech since the beginning of 2018, so almost 3 years, 2.5 years. I have started a woodworking business. I've done some photography. I have had all kinds of many and various family things. My wife and I had a child who is just almost 5 years old, so he's actually younger than my graduate program, and all these things. And so I took like one class at a time. I did my research slowly because that's all I could do. A couple semesters, I doubled up on online classes. I don't know if I was supposed to, but I did, to get through my coursework a little bit faster. And it's been quite the experience. Quite the experience. But I look at this big stack of 178 pages of dissertation that's sitting on my desk, and there's so much that goes into that. All the articles, the even bigger stack of, you know, 80 to 100 or more references that are in my dissertation, the money that goes into research, the hours that go into research, and then there's the intangibles, like the bedtimes I missed with my son, and the date nights my wife and I didn't get to have, and the vacations we didn't take, and all of those things are costs. They cost money, they cost life, they cost you something. So I think graduate school is great. And I think you, if you are interested in furthering academia and furthering our knowledge as a species, should go to grad school. I think you should think about postgraduate education. College and grad school are not for everybody. And if you don't want to go to college, hey, yo, that's totally cool. I'm 100% on board with that. Go find something that you're passionate about and that you are good at. But if school is the way you want to go and you want to go to grad school, I would encourage anyone to do it. That being said, know that it's going to cost you something. And know what you are willing to pay and know what you're willing not to pay financially and just life, in your life. And then advocate for yourself. And find someone that'll advocate for you. Find a mentor and a partner. And if that's your graduate advisor, that is the ideal situation. It was for me. Dr. Young, Joey, was a friend and an advocate and a safe port of harbor through this whole project. But it's not that way for everyone. So if you're in grad school, know the costs. Be willing to pay the costs or not. And then maybe make a different decision. And find someone who you can rely on. For me, again, that was my advisor, and it was my wife and partner, which partner is the best word to describe her, Alana, and who was absolutely 100% the only reason I've made it through this, from her support and her love and just her patience, and then my family. So find people that love you and support you through it, because you're going to need the support. Take care of your mental health as a graduate student, and persevere, you will get through it, and I promise you can finish. See you tomorrow.